Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Huddle. 10:23, your time on this Sunday morning. Dave Schwartz, Pete Najarian, along with Charlie Weiss. The Minnesota Wild have dropped two straight. Joe Smith is new to the Wild beat for The Athletic. Joe, first, let me be the first one to welcome you as you join us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome to Minnesota. How have you loved the winter? You came from Tampa, right? So I can't imagine that this winter is super exciting for you.
Yeah, well, thanks for welcoming me there. I came from Tampa the last 16 years, but I grew up in Michigan outside Detroit. University of Michigan there, so I spent
fair enough
about half my life. The Minnesota winters are different, as you can imagine, but wife and I really enjoy it. Our dog loves the snow, so that's a bonus. but obviously a very passionate hockey market, which is good for us, and you know, the team isn't really easy to deal with, so as a writer, that's a really good combination.
That's awesome. Well, welcome. The team has certainly no shortage of storylines this year. Let's start with Matt Dumba, who has been scratched the last two games. To the best of what I have read and researched, a healthy scratch. Joe, what do you know, and how long is this going to continue, considering his position right now with the team and what they might want to do as they get closer to the trade deadline?
Yes, it is healthy scratch, as we reported a few times. It was stemming from some performance-based issues, including on Tuesday in Washington. But I was a little surprised that it went on in back-to-back games, and I'd be really surprised if it went into Tuesday in Tampa, especially after losing two straight games. So they put Goligoski in. So there's obviously a good chance that, you know, the Wild are open to moving him at the deadline. I don't know what the interest is at this point or what that trade would be, but it wouldn't be just a salary dump because they need somebody to play those kind of minutes on this roster. They don't have that depth on the right side. So his status is very much in flux at this point, and he's obviously a really well-liked guy in that room. So I'm sure guys feel for him in the situation being out in the public like this, but I would be surprised if he's not back in the lineup on Tuesday.
Joe, it's Pete Najarian. I just want to welcome you to Minnesota as well, despite the fact that I'm down here in Florida. And for a long time, I lived in the Tampa area, and so you obviously know Burns Steakhouse well. So I'll just tell you, you ought to try J.D. Hoyt's in Minnesota. So that's my first tip for you.
Already been there.
Okay, fantastic. So they obviously, the Wild came down, but suddenly they hit something different, right? Because we've been playing pretty well, not just from a winning and losing perspective, but from the goaltenders. And then Fleury gives up five, and then Gustafson gives up five. So what do you feel they need to do? Because obviously Tampa's going to be another, you know, difficult game for them, and it's going to be a tough time down here in the Southeast. What is it that they need to do so differently to help out the goalies? Is that part of the problem? Are they not getting enough help?
No, I would say that was a rare off night for Gustafson last night. He's been terrific overall. The last 12 starts, I think he's given up, you know, most of them give up two or less. So, but yeah, I think what they've done recently has been self-inflicted mistakes. Look at turnover on the first goal, like 20 seconds left in the period. Second one, you know, off a steel stick, and all of a sudden it's a guy cruises in for basically all alone. And then penalties. You know, you're down 2-1, and Ryan Hartman takes a retaliatory penalty, gives the Panthers a power play. They score to make it 3-1, and there's only so many times you can come from behind and find a way to tie the game. So that's where I think they can help out the goaltenders. And, you know, the Wild, what I appreciate about the Wild learning about them is they know who they are, and they know who they're not. You know, they're not the Lightning with having, you know, future Hall of Famers on their roster. They don't have that kind of firepower to go outscore teams and outscore their problems. So that when they play their best, and when they're forechecking, when they're a heavy team, when they're hard to play against, when they're disciplined, like, they can play with pretty much anybody. So they have to get back to that recipe and get a little bit of their mojo back.
Joe Smith from The Athletic joining us this morning on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You can follow him at Joe Smith NHL. Surprisingly, there's a lot of Joe Smiths on Twitter, so make sure you get the right one.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you wrote in your article, I believe it was this week, maybe it was yesterday, I was reading this morning, that Billy Guerin had talked about this team showing whether they're going to be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline, and clearly that is based on how they play these next couple weeks. Where are they trending at this point? Do you think that this team will – can you tell if this team will be a buyer or a seller at the deadline?
Well, I really do think that, you know, they'll end up being a buyer, but I think they have to see obviously better performances from the last couple of games. So you look big picture, 10,000 feet view, they've obviously had some really good success the last 2 months. Just because the last couple of games were not good doesn't mean that they're not been holding themselves over water here. They're still in third place in the division, but that lead is shrinking to 1 point over Colorado, who's 1-5 straight. The Oilers are making a charge. You know, Flames are waking up a little bit. So the margin for error is very slim there. So I think what Billy meant was that, you know, how they play the next month or so can tell them, hey, are they trending in the right direction? Are they playing better? Are they showing them that they see one little more push to make a difference in the playoffs? So I think that's what it meant in terms of if they're trending in the right direction like they were last year and they were winning games and they're improving as a team, that's why he went out and made the moves he did at the deadline last year. So that's what I would look for. If you're a fan, if they're trending in the right direction in the next month from now, you might see them be a little more aggressive at the deadline.
Joe, as far as the Boston Bruins, I just got to bring this up because I find it so curious that when I'm looking, and they look like the Buffalo Bills of the NHL because they lead in scoring. They're great on defense. They've only given up 96 goals. They're unbelievable at home, 21-1-3. I mean, it's incredible. What makes the Bruins so daggone good, and especially, particularly at home? But what is it? What do you point to? Because it seems like they're doing everything right everywhere they are.
No, they've been remarkably consistent too. I mean, they have 4 or 5 losses in a season. I mean, at 45 games, that's pretty unheard of, especially when you know there's going to be games they have back to backs or 3 and 4s or guys getting banged up. And they started the season without some key players too. So I think it starts with Patrice Bergeron, one of the best players in the league and one of the top captains, and just kind of really a tone setter for them. Getting Krejci back was really important. But like you said, in all areas, there's not really one weakness. You know, the goaltending can make a head coach look awfully good, like they did in Tampa here for a number of years with Vasilevsky. So I think they have all the pieces there, and you wonder if this might be one of their last pushes here with how old the roster is, and if Bergeron's coming back or Krejci's coming back or not. Pastrnak will probably sign. So they pretty much have everything you need. They just haven't seen the success in the playoffs in recent years.
Hey, Joe, last one for you really quick before we let you go. With the deadline coming, is there one name out there on another team that you feel like has a very good chance at being in a wild sweater post-deadline?
Well, there are probably a few names. Like, I don't know how very good chance, but I think like Luke Shen's a kind of right-shot defenseman. I think it would be a good fit for them if they were going to move a Dumba and get somebody else come in there and play as a character guy. And obviously, a league-leading hitters and a physical presence, so he has championship experience. And the guy I've mentioned a lot, you know, because clearly they need some more center depth and guys. I would imagine that, you know, they at least kick the tires on a Jonathan Toews or a Patrick. Interested in those guys if they decide they want to move on from Chicago. There's just very rarely do you have guys like them on the market. And when you look at the Wild, they need to really help in the top six. Can't just be in the power play. So I think those are some names that I would really, as far as the bigger names, you know, Kane and Taves, and maybe on the relatively smaller names, Luke Shen, who'd be a really good both culture and physical fit in the blue line.
Oh, man, would that be trippy to see Patrick Kane in a Wild sweater. Joe, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time and enjoy the sunny weather.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Smith covers the Minnesota Wild for The Athletic. We'll step aside, take a quick break. Come back with the fast break coming up next on The Huddle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.